The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
It's me, Justin Waite, and Nicola Duke, live on Facebook, on the podcast as well, also on YouTube, looking at the charts of a couple of companies, and I think they are today, Nicola, are they not, Challenger Acquisitions? What else is there? There's New Oil and Gas and Vast Resources.
And Vast Resources.
Oh, we've got to have a look at BT though, because it's taking the hammer in, and you jumped out at like where did you jump out at? You jumped out at what? 280 something was it, or 270 something? I don't know.
But I dropped out just actually 275. And the low in June, it was hovering around the 50% retrace of the all-time lows to highs, around 286. But when we got below it and then couldn't get back above it again, that was like the warning to me.
Well, do you know what? I mean, there's a lot
so
of people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And you said on a Fibonacci thing, you said Fibonacci, next Fibonacci level is 235. I said, really? It's not going to go 235 from here, surely? Because that's a lot of billions taken off the market cap, you know, from where it was even a couple of years ago. It was a £5 a share or something. But I said, really? I can't believe that. Yeah. I've had a couple of people saying now, oh, Nicola Duke looks like she's going to be right, isn't she? Now, I bow to your prowess in the charts, you know that, but I don't think it'll go down to 235 still. I think all the uncertainty's in, right? It's all in right now, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
And I just don't think it'll go down that far. And I think they've got a release out next week, which should see, you know, clear some of this uncertainty away. They've got a new chairman coming in. They've had the worst year ever. And if you look on every metric, pretty much, on a weekly, a daily, the RSI is oversold, you know. And I think we'll do a bounce here. How far that bounce goes, I don't know. But I don't think we'll get to 235, you know.
It is, but there's no support and resistance here. This price that we're at, like where are we? We're at 266. Okay, let me just put that on a horizontal level. If you go back 266, mm-hmm. there's really nothing else. Every time we've been in this price zone, we've seen sharp moves lower back in 2002, lower again in 2008. And then when we rallied through this level in 2013, like we shot through it. So, you know, there's very little support and resistance. Maybe 261, there is a level. That was a weekly low in March 2013, but
I'm going to tell you something now, Nick. Right, listen, don't worry about support and resistance. There's something a bigger play here. Honestly, I know you'll find that nuts, but you watch this rally, right? And you think, where was the support there? And there wasn't. And do you know what? Sometimes rallies in stocks happen because people can't find that. And so on, some people sold out.
Sentiment, yeah.
That yes, it was so low, there's no more sellers sometimes, and it just all rallied crazy. And you think, well, where was the support? Have you ever had that? Sometimes you can, it's almost like you can find something, some kind of support, something to back up your argument every time, can't you, really? Sometimes, that we've all done that. And but do you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying about you. I'm saying before, I've looked for areas, and when you look back in hindsight, it sort of makes sense. And you think, oh, there was kind of support there. But at the time, there's not. And sometimes you'll see an irrational rally in a stock and you think, what's going on here? You know, that can happen, can't it?
Right, yeah, definitely. And 4 hour, you know, 4 hour we're in oversold territory. Weekly RSI, you know, is down there at 29, 28. So yeah, I could definitely see an oversold rally or bounce here. Every time that we've been down at these RSI levels before, we have bounced. So, yeah, I can definitely see that.
I know you've...
But I'm not going to say I'm bullish unless it's back above 286, 400.
Okay, cool. All right, well, listen. Do you know what, though? I'm thinking you've got microwave now, haven't you? Internet. But it's not very good. You're getting out and breaking down. You need BT. I don't even have any personal gripes with BT, but I can hear you now. It's buffering. Why is that? Are you on microwave?
No, We had a BT line put in yesterday. I told the BT engineer to buy it at 235, and I'm using the BT line, and him across the office is on the microwave line. So if I'm buffering, then tomorrow I'm going In fact, I've gone down, haven't
okay,
I?
So it's Petey's fault.
I'm sorry if you can hear me buffering. Let's look at these stocks that we're supposed to be doing. Today,
yeah, sorry. One final thing on BT. Like I said, people are liking the fact that maybe you know, I'm wrong and you were right. It's 235. But whatever happens here, and it's the way you buy often, I will make a profit on BT. Call that investor stubbornness.
Oh, yeah.
But I will.
Can I tell you that there's actually nothing worse than being right or making it about being right. It's not about being right. It's about making money. And it's about not losing money or very much when you're wrong. And so, yeah, in fact, I think that being right when you first start trading or investing is a really bad thing, because you really just, it doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong as long as you don't lose too much and as long as you make money.
Yeah. Listen, I chat about BT on the podcast with Chris Bailey later, and we talk about sentiment, and we talk about often the best time to invest is when sentiment's on the floor. And at the moment with BT, at the moment with BT it is, and that's why I'm thinking it's a good long-term play. You know, do your own research, obviously. Okay, let's look at it pays a 5% dividend, and even that's by some analysts saying, oh, it's being threatened. People say, oh, the dividend's being threatened. I've heard that so many times from analysts. I don't know why they try and do this. Maybe get into a lower rate, but I've heard this so many times on big companies, and the dividend normally is always safe. It Royal Dutch Shell were next and all this, and you know, but there we are. Okay, let's look at the first one. It's Challenger Acquisitions. CHAL is the ticker there. An update today. They do giant observation wheels or investments in. They've got an investment in the New York wheel, and there's been some delays there, and it's going to court there of a contractor. So there's been some delays and uncertainty. And like I said, again, sometimes the best time to invest in a company is when there's uncertainty and sentiment is low, because when something positive comes out, you see a massive, aggressive sort of re-rate, a bounce in the stock, you know? So what do you reckon on CHAL, though, Nick?
I reckon on CHAL there's nothing going on since the start of September. There was a lot of volume on that sell-off. I'm just having a check here on the volume to see if anything's going on today. But really, we've just gone sideways, flattened out. I think that the big round number one has acted as really good support, and it really hasn't been able to close below it. So the big round number one has been the lowest close that we've seen, and the lowest we've seen on dips is 0.91. So that's a really good support level. I think as long as we don't see a daily close below 0.91, then we should hold this support, and we just need some news to drive us higher. If we break it, then I'm afraid there's a bit of a drop coming up. The cluster of Fibonacci support is between 0.35 and 0.45, and that's where we will be headed if we see a daily close below 0.91 support.
Okay.
So let's hold on to this level. And let's hang on around 1.0 again. You know, I don't think we're going there. I'm not predicting we're going there. I'm saying that I see really good support between 0.9 and 1. And every time we dip there, the buyers come out and it looks good. But we just need momentum to push us out of this sideways range.
Marvellous. All right, Nick, let's look at the next one is New Oil and Gas. And I had summoned Bygrave on yesterday, who's the new communications officer, IR guy for NUOG. So what do you reckon on the NUOG chart?
So NUOG had this fabulous rally in June, and now we've pulled back and we're consolidating. We pulled back to the 61.8 retrace level, and the market is now consolidating between the 61.8 and the 38.2. So that's between 0.88 and 124. That was the high on the 1st of September. And only when we kind of break out of this range will we have bottomed. So I think you can draw it as a bit of a wedge consolidation here from that September high. So we can say that if we break above sort of last week's highs or this week's highs, we've got a bit of a breakout of the wedge, but only a close above 1.24 would be a bullish trigger that we're going higher. And then we can look to Fib extensions from this correction. So I would say, let's take a look at this. We can look at 1.618 and 1.24. So 2.11 and then 2.466. Sorry, 2.46 would be good targets. So look for a breakout above these week's highs, above 1.09. That would be the first signs that we're moving higher. Above 1.24 confirms, and then we can look to 2.11 and 2.46.
Okay, all right. And the last one, Vast Resources, a bit of a follow today. They are on the podcast today, talking about the RNS, which is about elected shareholders. And so we're discussing that with Roy and Andrew, who's the executive chairman of the Romanian operations. They talk about the operations, they talk about the RNS today. So that's on the podcast later. VAST. What do you reckon, Nick? It's a big follow today.
VAST. I got really excited because the FIB resistance in VAST is at 0.62, and we got above it, we got above it last week, and we had a full day trading above it, so I got quite excited, and 0.62 then should have become support. But what we couldn't do is we couldn't close above the February highs. We had a look above, but we couldn't close above, and now we've come back. I really do need to see this sort of 0.46 level and the daily 20 moving average be support. There was really good value volume on this rally. Let's see if we can step in here around 0.46, 0.45, and another rally. I like this to 1.2 if we can turn higher from here.
Lovely.
But
yes,
it's got to hold on. If we drop back below the 200-day moving average or back below 0.40, my bullish view is wrong.
I see. All right. Lovely stuff. Well, we'll see. Time will tell. Of course, at the moment, this chart is very choppy and there's no it needs to settle down a bit, isn't it, I suppose? All right. And that's it for the three charts and BT we looked at. But listen, if you listen to the podcast right now, you can see the video, but it did break down a little bit. I'm not sure if that's a fault of BT or Nick not being very bullish on BT and them sort of hacking into your system and taking it down. But
I'm not deliberately shaming BT, I promise you.
Okay, but check out that video and see how much you can see at the blog there, which is voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.